Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. The treacherous Palestinian Authority follows Epstein's path to bring down the people of Palestine. A comprehensive war is being waged against the people of Palestine, targeting their religion, blood, wealth, land, holy sites, women, children, and youth. The Palestinian Authority and its security forces are involved in this war, implementing the policies of America and the Jews. Educational and healthcare facilities have been destroyed, economic facilities are deteriorating, and there is a systemic effort to corrupt our sons and daughters and a determined attempt to strip them of modesty and chastity, following Epstein's path. It is a devastating all-out war against everything aimed at making Palestine exclusively for the Jewish entity. Our people in the Blessed Land, Islam, chastity, modesty, women's proper covering, and the jilbab anger the kuffar, disbelievers, and their allies. They have employed all their tools to remove the jilbab from our women and spread an atmosphere of ikhtilat, mixing between our young men and women. Indeed, they are working toward something even more serious, making our sons and daughters lose their sense of morality and feeling, while those upon whom Allah's anger has fallen shed our blood and desecrate Al-Aqsa Mosque and violate the sanctity of our homes. Our sons and daughters are at mixed concerts and festivals and in stadium stands, swaying together in scenes that bring joy to the Jews and the enemies of Islam. People of the Holy Land, the Palestinian Authority and those behind it have been angered by the people of Palestine rejecting its wrongdoing. They were driven to madness by those blessed gatherings that filled the Al-Tamimi Diwan family guest house, and they lost their composure over the strong words spoken by men from Hebron, commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Governor of Hebron, the wicked Khalid Dadin, came out angrily and confirmed that the Palestinian Authority would continue sponsoring mixed-gender celebrations. He even crossed the limits of Allah and dared to speak about Allah and His Messenger, saying if mixing were forbidden, Allah would have forbidden it in the courtyard of the Kaaba. The Palestinian Authority did not stop there. It began raiding and arresting a number of da'wah carriers, assaulting some of them and violating the sanctity of homes. It further increased its disgraceful conduct by using the customs police and regular police in raids to fabricate criminal and financial cases, as though the people of Palestine do not know the reality of this criminal Palestinian Authority and its dirty methods. Our people and beloved ones, commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, are among the rituals of Islam and the characteristics of believers. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. The believing men and believing women are allies of one another. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, establish prayer, give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Those Allah will have mercy upon them. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise. At-Tawbah 71. And Abu Musa narrated that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتَأْمُرَنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُنْكَرِ وَلَتَأْخُذَنَّ عَلَى يَدِ الْمُسِيءِ وَلَتَطْرَأَنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَطْرَهُ أَوْ لَيَضْرِبَنَّ اللَّهَ قُلُوبَ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنَكُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَهُمْ. By Him in whose hand is my soul, you must enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and you must restrain the wrongdoer and compel him to adhere to the truth, or Allah will surely strike the hearts of some of you against others and curse you as He cursed them. Narrated by At-Tabarani, Al-Haythami said, its narrators are the narrators of the Sahih. The silence regarding the wrongdoing of the Palestinian Authority brings the anger of Allah and warns of destruction in this world and the hereafter. The PA and its tools are targeting our homes, children, and women to strip them of the garment of piety. If you allow them to continue with what they seek, they will destroy our homes and ruin our children. Therefore, stand against their wrongdoing and reject their crimes so that you may succeed in this world and the hereafter. Our sons and daughters, Muslim youth, you are the joy of the Muslims' eyes, and through you, by the permission of Allah, Islam will be established. You are the spark of hope for the honor that the disbelievers of the world are seeking to extinguish. Do not respond to the calls of the devils, the calls of the Palestinian Authority, and the Abstinians. Instead, respond to Allah and His Messenger and show Allah your strength and protectiveness for Islam, angering your enemies. Clothe yourselves with the garment of piety that Allah has approved for you. Speak the truth openly to those who betray Allah and His Messenger and reject the calls for mixing and immodesty and the immoral agenda being directed at you. You are our beloved children who we wish to see enjoy goodness in this world, escape Allah's punishment in the hereafter, and attain Allah's pleasure. Finally, we say to the treacherous Palestinian Authority, its crimes against Palestine and its people, and its cooperation with the occupation and implementing its criminal policies will not pass without accountability in this world and the hereafter. What it is doing through celebrations, corruptions, conspiracies, and disgraceful actions will not, by Allah's permission, pass unnoticed by the people of Palestine. As for those who support and finance projects of corruption, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already rendered their efforts futile before they even begin. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمِ يُحْشَرُونَ Indeed, those who disbelieve spend their wealth to hinder people from the way of Allah. They will spend it, then it will become a source of regret for them, and then they will be overcome, and those who disbelieve will be gathered to hell. Al-Anfal 36. We say to our people and loved ones in the Blessed Land, trust in Allah the Powerful and Mighty, and hold firmly to the strong rope of Allah. The da'wah carriers from the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir are from among you and with you. They command what is right, forbid what is wrong, and call upon the Muslim Ummah to establish the deen of Allah on earth. They have pledged to Allah to faithfully safeguard Islam. The crimes of the criminals will not intimidate them. Criminal regimes throughout the world have targeted them with killing, imprisonment, and restrictions. Yet they remained patient and sought reward from Allah in obedience to Him and His Messenger and in accordance with the method of the prophethood. The measures of the oppressors have only increased them in faith and steadfastness, while their call has only grown stronger and spread further. We are fully confident that it will become stronger and spread further through your faith, your speaking the truth openly, your commanding what is right, and your forbidding what is wrong. So work, O Muslim youth, to fulfill Allah's promise and the glad tidings of His Messenger, a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, under whose rule Islam will firmly establish itself upon the earth, causing America and its allies to suffer humiliation for the corruption they have committed. Tamim al-Dari narrated that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ وَلَا يَتْرِكُ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَدٍ وَلَا وَبَدٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ عِزًّا يُعِزُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَذِلًّا يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْكُفْرِ This matter will certainly reach wherever the night and day reach. Allah will not leave a house of brick or hair without causing this religion to enter it through the honor of the honored or the humiliation of the humiliated, an honor by which Allah honors Islam and a humiliation by which Allah humiliates disbelief. Narrated by Ahmed with an authentic chain. Thus, America's humiliation and the Jews' disgrace at your hands are near by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So we took revenge upon those who committed crimes, and it was incumbent upon us to support the believers. Ar-Rum 47. O Allah, open the hearts of the Muslims to obey you, seek your pleasure, and support your religion. Grant us from yourself a supporting authority, and praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Hizb al-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.